Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I will be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly.
Don't worry, be happy.
As indicated by this intro music, Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Today's program is a special program. Our theme is music that brings a smile to your face. Well needed, perhaps, after a year of quarantine. I've attempted to include many of the songs and genres recommended by listeners. Thank you. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755.
Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the website chiff.com and inc.com. Question number one. Recent research has shown that songs rated as quote-unquote happy songs tend to be what? Is it A, faster beats per minute than most songs and written in a major key? Or is it B, the same speed as most songs and written in a minor key? Happy songs. What distinguishes them from other songs, anyway? And question number two, what is the largest secular holiday in the world today, with more than 500 million people taking part in 174 countries around the world? Largest secular holiday in the world, what is that? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of April the 16th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1939, that Gene Autry recorded Back in the Saddle Again, 1939, today. The original version of this song, by the way, was written for the 1938 film Border G-Man. And it was 57 years ago today that, even though everybody who knew anything about rock and roll knew that the Kingsman Louie Louie concealed dirty words, J. Edgar Hoover's FBI investigation concluded on this very day back in 1964 that the lyrics were unintelligible. So let's shake things up today by starting the program with the answer to question one. Recent research has shown that songs rated as happy songs tend to be what? A, faster beats per minute than most songs and written in a major key, or B, the same speed as most songs and written in a minor key. Correct answer? Answer A, faster and in a major key. As noted by Jessica Stillman on 11-11-2020 in an INC.com article titled, Neuroscience says these are the 10 happiest songs ever. Music and happiness are intimately linked, and science shows happiness actually makes your brain work better. Cheering yourself up won't just help you get through the gloom, it'll also help you to think more clearly and get more done. Back in 2015, a music-loving Dutch neurologist, Dr. Jolige, did us all a favor and figured out what makes for the most mood-boosting tunes. Although he did note the obvious, taste in music is subjective. Music appreciation is highly personal and strongly depends on social context and personal associations. In that respect, the idea of a feel-good formula is a bit odd, he commented. What you can do, however, he is ask the listening public to submit examples of their favorite feel-good tracks and then analyze those submissions for patterns to reveal what characteristics are generally associated with smile-inducing songs. In doing that, Jolige found that the happiest tunes are slightly faster than your average song, between 140 and 150 beats per minute on average, written in a major key, and either about happy events or complete nonsense. Jolige combined these factors into a formula for the happiest song possible, and then he went searching for existing hits that matched his template. The top 10 songs he came up with are Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, Dancing Queen by ABBA, Good Vibrations, The Beach Boys, Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, Eye of the Tiger, Survivor, I'm a Believer, The Monkees, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper, Living on a Prayer, Jon Bon Jovi, I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor, and Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. By the way, as noted in a 2013 article in NME.com titled The Science of Music, Why Do Songs in a Minor Key Sound Sad? Most of the time, when all else is held constant, music in a major key is judged as happy, while minor key music is heard as sad. It seems to be mostly the result of cultural conditioning. When we listen to tunes, we rely heavily on our memory for the body of music we've heard all of our life. Consistently touching base with our musical memory back catalog helps to generate expectations of what might come next in a tune, which is an important source of enjoyment in musical listening. In the Western musical tradition, major key music is played at times of celebration, Mendelssohn's Wedding March or Happy Birthday. Jubilation, Brian May's national anthem on top of Buckingham Palace, and General Fun Times, Celebration by Kool and the Gang, whereas minor music is used to mark mourning, Chopin's Funeral March, Heartache, Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, and Despair, Hurt by Johnny Cash, or Gloomy Sunday by Billie Holiday. We are exposed to this repeated pairing of sound and emotional meaning from the time our ears are functioning, so it is no wonder that we leap to emotional assumptions based on experience.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Which raises the question, would other cultures find Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, playing in the background now, as upbeat as we do? This article is entitled Music Everywhere. Comprehensive study explains that it is universal and that some songs sound right in different social contexts all over the world. This is written by Jeff Gottlieb and published on the 21st of November 2019 in the Harvard Gazette. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote, "Music is the universal language of mankind." Scientists at Harvard have just published the most comprehensive scientific study to date on music as a cultural product, which supports the American poet's pronouncement and examines what features of song tend to be shared across societies.
I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This study set out to address big questions. Is music a cultural universal? If that's a given, which musical qualities overlap across disparate societies? If it isn't, why does it seem so ubiquitous? But they needed a data set of unprecedented breadth and depth. Over a 5-year period, the team hunted down hundreds of recordings in libraries and private collections of scientists half a world away. We are so used to being able to find any piece of music that we like on the internet, said a principal investigator at Harvard's music lab, but there are thousands and thousands of recordings buried in archives. Their questions were so compelling that the project rapidly grew into a major international collaboration with musicians, data scientists, psychologists, linguists, and political scientists. Published in Science this week, it represents the team's most ambitious study yet about music. Working on studies of infant music perception, one sees all these studies that made claims about music being universal. How is it that every paper on music starts out with this big claim, but there's never a citation backing that up? The authors conclude, now we can back that up. In addition, they found that across societies, music is associated with behaviors. Examining lullabies, healing songs, dance songs, and love songs in particular, they discovered that songs that share behavioral functions tend to have similar musical features. The article skips down and concludes with this. In music theory, tonality is often assumed to be an invention of Western music, but our data raise the controversial possibility that this could be a universal feature of music, he said. That raises pressing questions about structure that underlies music everywhere, and whether and how our minds are designed to make music. So, let's sample some songs rated as upbeat from different cultures and genres. First up, an example from Korean popular music called Goodbye Hello by the K-pop group Girls' Generation. And here's a bossa nova song from Antonio Jobim of Brazil called Waters of March, covered here by the singer Baja.
Barefoot, the ground, the flesh and the bone, the beat of the road, a slingshot stone, a truckload of bricks in the soft morning light, the shot of the gun in the dead of the night, a mile, a mass, a thrust,
the bump. It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's the mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck, it's the mud, it's the mud. A float, a drift, a fly, a wing, a cork, a quake, all the promise of spring. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
Well then, how about some Zydeco music to get your feet a-dancing? This is country music legend Hank Williams performing the classic Creole tune, Jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my cat.
Then there's this classic R&B tune that seems to make everyone's list of feel-good music. Earth, Wind, and Fire's September. And talking about funk and pop music, we cannot ignore Pharrell Williams. Here's his song appropriately titled, Happy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. But you know, not all happy music has to be fast and funky. How about something a bit milder with uplifting lyrics such as Pink Martini's Hold On, Little Tomato, to bring a smile?
Somebody told me, I don't know who, whenever you are sad and blue, and you're feeling
The Beatles created lots of upbeat pop music, especially when helped along by arrangers George Martin and Son. Here's his sitar twist added to their Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, doo doo. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
And the cascading orchestral sounds of Pachelbel's music piece, Canon in D major, of course, is a good example of classical feel-good music. So how does music affect our brains? That was a question that fascinated neurologist Dr. Oliver Sacks. Here's a couple of examples from a public domain clip taken in a nursing home. As Sacks notes, music can have a quote-unquote quickening effect on our brains, even in those patients whose brains seem to be no longer functioning.
I have one resident that barely opened her eyes. She didn't respond. As much as I tried, I knew her for 2 years. No matter what I tried, massage wouldn't work, nothing worked. But when we got introduced to the iPods and the family told me the things that she liked, it was amazing once we put the iPod on her. She started shaking her feet. She started moving her head. Her son was just amazed. Okay, can we stop? Because now I'm getting OR. I'm seeing her all over again.
Technology, you can have all the music which is significant for you in something as big as a matchbox or whatever. And I think this may be very, very important in helping to animate, organize, and bring a sense of identity back to people who are out of it. Otherwise, music will bring them back into it. Into their own personhood, their own memories, their own autobiographies.
Dr. Sacks went on to publish such books as Musicophilia and Awakenings, which was made into a Robin Williams, Robert De Niro movie in 1990. So how did you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the correct answer to our first question about happy music was given at the beginning of today's program, and that was answer A. Happy music tends to be faster and in a major key. And the correct answer to our second question, what is the largest secular holiday in the world today? It's Earth Day. Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World served double duty today, not only as a happy song, but also, of course, as a tribute to Mother Earth. As noted in an article downloaded from chiff.com, this year marks the 51st anniversary of Earth Day. In the ensuing years since its inception in 1970, Earth Day has helped bring about the Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Acts. In 2009, the United Nations established International Mother Earth Day, and today this celebration, held every year since 1970, has become the largest secular holiday in the world, with over 500 million people taking part in 174 countries. As the Native American proverb reminds us, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. So let's end today's program with Harry Nilsson's tribute song to Mother Earth, "The Most Beautiful World in the World."
Your mountains when you're mad, your rivers when you're sad, and those deep blue seas. I love you for your snow, your deserts down below. I love the way you wear your trees. The most beautiful.
Well, we've run out of time for today's special episode of Music Review. I hope you heard some songs that brought a smile. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org.
Over your shoulder, you look back to see if it's real.
The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755.
Tell her she's beautiful, roll the world over.
So long.
And give her
until
a kiss
next time.
And a feel.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself,